sorry, get disconnected.
Jim, I don't know if you heard. Okay, you did vote. You abstained, correct?
Correct.
Who just said they got disconnected?
This is all. I just got disconnected.
Oh,
I'm back.
Okay, good. 594, Chair.
594. So the amendment failed?
That's correct.
Okay, we'll now go to the main motion, Brian's motion.
The substitute from Brian.
I'm sorry?
Brian's substitute.
My motion was a substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brian's substitute motion. Madam Secretary, can you call her out?
Janice Lane Lewis.
This is a substitute for the Audit Committee's motion.
I'm sorry. Janice Lane.
Point of order, point of information. This is a substitute.
Yes, Tim, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Can we hear the substitute motion? Can we have it read?
Oh, gosh.
Because it sounds identical except for the words CPAs.
And no Great Plains in there.
Okay,
yeah,
why is
and
there so much conversation during a vote?
They're going to get some clarity. Brian, could you repeat your substitute motion so that everybody can understand exactly what they're voting for?
The PNB authorizes the IED and CFO to hire temporary additional accounting personnel as necessary to ensure prompt completion of Pacifica's fiscal year 2013 and 2014 audits.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane York.
A pass.
Brian Edward Stevick.
Yes.
Hello, Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis? Janet Colburn?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Janet Colburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Breton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Sorry, no. No.
Lawrence Wilson, yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Jeff Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman, are you back? Doreen Roberts votes yes. Bonnie Davis, here. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Lizette King.
Abstain.
Heather Gray.
Abstaining.
Heather, you said abstain?
Yes.
You're a little choppy there. Jose Luis Fuentes? I'm sorry. The other JLE. Janice Lane Ewart, sorry.
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
One moment, please.
I think George Ryder passed, too.
No, I didn't. I voted yes.
The count is 12-5-2.
12-5-2. The chair is not voting. Substitute motion passes. Now we'll take substitute motion as the main motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Is there any objection to this substitute motion being the main motion?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Brian Edward Cedar.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes. Yeah.
Janet Colburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yeah, reluctantly.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank.
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman, are you back? Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager, are you here? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim, I heard a yes. Did anyone else hear the yes? A lot of things.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
And Lizette King?
Abstain.
Heather Gray? Heather Gray?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear Carolyn Burden vote.
That's because you didn't ask it.
Sorry,
okay. Also, where we've assumed that a person voted yes because two people said it, can we hear from the member?
Mr. Chair, how many chairs do we have?
Madam Secretary, have you finished calling the roll? Or do we have...
I have, and I'm about to give you your count. One moment, please.
Okay.
Well, can we count a vote where the member did not designate?
I heard, Jim. It was very faint. That's why I asked for verification. Adriana also heard him.
Can we let Jim verify it?
Well, you're out of order, Hank. We're just getting a count of...
Point of order? The member has a right and a responsibility to make his vote known, not other parties.
We entertain points of order after the final count. And I think if the member
the
has a problem,
he
would raise
is,
that as a problem.
The count is 13 to 3.
13 to 3?
13 to 3 abstentions.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sanim, but I have 14 to 3.
See, we have a problem with the vote now.
You're right.
Please, Hank!
Hey, do what you want.
Adrian?
You're missing a count. She's missing a count. Somebody's
Hank,
missing a count.
Hank,
please,
you're out of order. Okay.
Shereen,
could you recount all the yes
votes?
Could we have
somebody,
order? Shereen is going to go over the yes and the no and the abstentions.
Somebody needs a cool drink of water.
Okay, let's avoid editorial comments. Shereen, could you go over?
Can you guys hear me read the names? Janice Lane Ewart, Brian, Jose Luis, Janet Coburn, Margie, Rodrigo, Lydia, Kim, Lawrence, Adriana, George, Serene, Jim, and Benito. Voting no are Hank and Carolyn Burden, and abstaining are Richard, Lizette, and Heather. 14-3.
Okay, the motion passes. We'll now go to the next item on the agenda, the amendment that Lydia put forth. Lydia, you want to motivate your first amendment?
Time, please. Time.
And how much time do we have on this item?
Now, 10. I think I had said 10.
Okay, 10 minutes, Mark, on this
okay,
item.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes. Okay. So the purpose of this is because in 2013 there was a motion which according rightly so, according to the bylaws, if you're not going to have an election, then it needs to be the national board needs to determine it by the end of November from the previous year. So that was fine, except that then in 2014 that election did not take place. And so therefore, in order to be as close to compliance as possible and to avoid more, various court challenges, I am proposing the following. whereas the Pacifica Foundation was unable to hold its delegate elections in 2013 and 2014. Again, not meaning Pacifica 2014 elections, simply the postponed 2013. But anyway, due to exigent circumstances, and whereas the effort to garner the requisite two-thirds PMB email vote by November 30th to adopt the 2015 schedule for elections fell short by one vote, and whereas given that most stations' delegates have either exhausted or nearly exhausted their alternates list of delegates from their most recent election, and whereas the national election supervisor was hired on December 1st, 2014, moved that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule. And notice I'm just saying an election. I'm not addressing whether it's the 2013 or whether it's all 24 members, which would be the 2015. But anyway, so this would be a record date, a single date between, oh, I'm sorry, candidates, sorry. Candidate nominations open Monday, March 2nd of 15. Candidate nominations close Wednesday, April 1st of 15. Record date to be determined by the NES. Ballots mailed May 18th. Ballot return July 6th. Ballot count and election certifications July 21st. That's it. And this is simply because the bylaws require the schedule. Otherwise, I was more inclined to simply say we're going to have an election, period. But it specifies that in order to meet that requirement, you have to do this. I know we're past the November 30th, but this is, in course, this would be a reasonable good faith effort on the part of the PMB to comply. And that is my sole motivation. And anything else in terms of what elections they would be, that can be worked out later. It would need some bylaws, you know, changes and all kinds of things. But I'm leaving that to more detailed minds. This is all I am focused on at this juncture. So it was equivalent to what Janet Coburn tried to do by email, this second best.
Point of information.
Serene for the staff.
Janet K. for the staff.
Second motion.
Point of information, Richard.
Okay, I mean, who was that that had the...
Tim was first point of information.
Tim, yes.
Now, didn't we pass a motion, I don't know, we don't have minutes, in the last meetings not to delegate a... let the NES determine a schedule that the NES... makes. We voted for that a couple of weeks ago. So you would have to rescind that motion in order to give this timeline. Isn't that correct?
Point of order.
I don't think so. I think is the question directed at me?
We got too many people talking. Could we have first
point of order?
Serene, we're going to get to your point of order, but I think what's your point of order, Serene?
My point of order is the member cannot ask a question and then roll into argument, which is what she's just done.
Okay, she did a question. Okay, we can point
of
order.
I would like to answer the question.
Madam Secretary, could you, do you mind responding to the question that she raised?
Not at all. We voted on October 30th to specifically remove the dates.
Okay.
So...
Who was Kim asking the question of? That's my only question.
Whoever had the answer.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Adriana, I didn't hear you. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, Robert Rule of Order said that the point of information is not to get the floor and ask questions. It's a totally different definition, and we cannot use it to go over the stack and say whatever we want to say and change the stack. Doesn't make any sense. Please, can everybody adhere to the rules?
I mean,
point of order, Mr. Jeff.
Yeah, point of order.
But I think we had somebody else had a point of information. I think that was Hank.
Richard. Richard had a point of information.
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard.
Yes, this is for Lydia. Lydia, don't the bylaws give us... a dateline for completing the election?
You mean for completing this section of...
Isn't this redundant? Doesn't the bylaws take care of this?
Yeah, the bylaws say that by November 30th we had to do it by ballot. We missed it by one. I'm just saying, should we be challenged as
we are
currently?
No, I'm talking about the election schedule. I'm talking about the election schedule.
I'm not getting into the election schedule. I'm simply saying we're going to have elections in 2015. Somebody else can determine what whether that's going to include a 2013 or a 2015 only. You know, I'm not addressing that. I'm only following. We didn't have elections, so then let's try to get as close to possible to complying to say we didn't because we had exigent circumstances. And I'm fine. I think I was remiss in not including unless otherwise amended by the NES in terms of the schedule.
Okay.
I wouldn't have included
thank you.
If it didn't
point,
happen.
Point of information and then my point
that
of order.
Okay, point of information. Also.
Okay, I think I heard Hank for point of information, then Janet K. Hank, what's your point of information?
Well, I had that and a point of order. Point of information is, didn't we just hear Lydia give dates?
What?
We most certainly did. And my point of order is, and perhaps...
Well, you can't, I don't think you can make two points of information. You're going to need to go one. You made
a
point of information.
A point
you have
of
to
order...
It.
A point of order, sir.
What's your point of
and
order?
I asked for it prior to the point of information. My point of order is these things are all outside the bylaws. All of it.
Oh, okay.
So pretending to be complying with the bylaws in any way is just that, pretending. It is the same essential motion that everybody.
Okay.
Can
you,
I finish?
You're going into debate. We got your point of information and we got your point of order. Who is the next person
to
rule
on the point
Janet
of order?
Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
Yes,
so,
Janet Kay, what's your point?
I would like to direct this to Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same question that Kim asked. Why is this motion necessary when there was the October 30th election motion?
Because the election that was postponed in 2013 to 2014 did not happen, and therefore, again, reasonable person in the court of law can make the case, we, Pacifica, can make the case that we made a reasonable effort to address that due to exigent circumstances. Once again, we could not hold those elections. But now we've hired an election supervisor, so that proves, that establishes our good faith intent to have elections. That's it. And so, as I said, I was probably remiss in not adding or as adjusted by the NES. The problem is that the way that this article in the bylaws is written, it requires a schedule in order to establish that beyond the statement that we couldn't hold them due to exigent circumstances. So I wouldn't have written that section that way, but that's what it is. That's it. It's only it's a court issue. It's not because I'm trying to, you know, stick to the letter of the bylaws per se. I agree with Hank. We've gone beyond it. So we do the next best thing, and we show as a board an absolute intent to be as close and to be as reasonable. We're not trying to extend our term as directors or as delegates. That's the main thing, and the court frowns on that. So, yes, that's my intent. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I have your rule on my point of order?
I'm ruling that it's not out of order.
That's the reason they're brought up.
I'm ruling that it's not out of order because you should have made that point of order when we added it to the agenda. But I'm ruling it's not out of order to entertain and discuss this motion.
And I'd like to be on the
show. Do you understand what the point of order was?
I'm sorry?
That is not the point of order.
Okay, I've ruled on it. We're going to go now to the stack. Serene, you were next on the stack.
Point of order.
Can I be heard? This is George.
And then Kim
George,
to the stack, please.
Like to be on the
point of order,
George. You have a point of order, or do you have a point of information? Or are you going on?
Want to be on the stack?
Okay, I got George on the stack, and I
Chair, would you list the names on the stack, please?
I have Serene, Janet Kay, and I think it was George, and who else?
No, Kim was before George.
And Kim was first.
Kim.
And then got a minute and a half left there.
Okay, we'll now go to the stack, Serene.
Okay, so thanks. My concern about the motion, in addition to the fact that I feel that we had looked at a timeline that is almost identical to this and had agreed to take it off, you know, when we met back in at the end of October, my other concern was that we didn't want to lock in some dates that the AES would then have to come back to the board every damn time something needed to shift due to anything. So if that amendment is now a part of the motion, it would be more palatable. Is, in fact, that amendment part of the motion? Was that sent? I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm trying to send it.
45 seconds.
Yeah. Janet Kay.
I
have an amendment. I have an amendment, and that amendment is to add to the sentence that says, move that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule. Add the following. Pending adjustments the NES deems necessary. So there's the amendment that has been requested.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Lydia.
Lydia,
we
have it.
Okay.
I second.
The amendment been seconded. Is there any discussion on that amendment?
Kim wants to be on the stack.
Yes, Kim.
Well, I don't understand since, excuse me, we had exigent circumstances, which I assume to mean we didn't have enough money in 2013, and I'm assuming you're claiming that was the reason that it wasn't done in 2014. I'm not sure what's different for 2015. We're actually even more broke in 2015. So while I understand the effort to do this for show to the public, I've been asking for months, how are we going to pay for this? And I still have no answer to that. So to say we're going to do this, but we still have no money, still seems to me somewhat deceptive.
Okay,
Point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay, we're out of time. I want to hear Lydia. You gotta
move 5 more minutes.
Yes.
Move 5 more minutes on this issue.
Assigning
second.
Intent that I am putting this forward for show. I take exception to, and the chair should please admonish the member not to do so. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
We don't. I think Green had a point of personal privilege.
Okay. So thanks. I was recognized, and I asked a question, which Lydia answered, and then Janet came in with a different motion. I would like to finish my statement.
Move 5 minutes more for an addition from this item.
We are at time.
We just extended. Second his motion.
Okay. I'm going to entertain Richard. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Without objection, we'll extend another 5 minutes on this item. I think Serene, you said you had a comment you wanted to wrap up.
Yeah, I asked about Lydia's amendment because I wanted to make another amendment. And then without any word from the chair, I suddenly heard another person speaking. The ballot return deadline should be July 6th. So that is my amendment.
You make
point
an
of
amendment
information, that, Richard?
It's July 6th.
Richard, what's your point of information?
This is to Lydia. I just said that I didn't think we needed to lay out a timeline, and Lydia just said there was no timeline, but the lower half of this thing is the proposed timeline. What I'm saying is the bylaws
timeline.
You have to have a question. Richard, what is your question?
My question is, why do we need to do this? Because the bylaws have a timeline. Why not? You know, this is redundant. And you told me, Lydia, that you didn't have this in here, but I finally found it, and here it is, bigger than sin.
May I respond?
Yes, Lydia, you want to briefly respond?
Okay, yes. No, I didn't say I didn't have it in there. I said I would prefer not having it in there except that when you look at the bylaws on the election timeline, that you, in order to apply the exigent circumstances as a reason for not having held the election, you must include a schedule, which I would have preferred not to, but I think that Janet Coburn's amendment helps to remedy that. But that's all I said. I would have preferred not to, but I had to, I felt I had to because of the way the bylaws are written. Thank you.
One other question real quick. How many of these can we arrange on the head of a pin?
Richard, come on.
All of them.
Richard, we're going to go back to the orders of the day. I think Serene had an amendment.
I'll withdraw my question.
And we have a stack.
My amendment was that the ballot return date in the motion that Ms. Brazon sent forward, the July 6th, the holiday is the Saturday. In checking with my post office, I was told that while the schedule isn't yet published, it is likely it will be the Friday before the Saturday rather than the Monday 2 days later that would be observed as the mail holiday.
Point of information, this is Cam.
First of all, I need to get a second. Is there a second to that amendment?
To Janet's amendment?
No, to Serene's amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm confused. What is
that? Yeah, that's for sure.
Serene was amending for the date of July 26th, or was it?
July 6th. The due date for the ballots would be July 6th, the day after the business day after the holiday.
That's fine.
2 minutes.
Yes, I second.
Point of information.
Janet Kay says July 6th.
Kim, with a point of information.
Kim, what's your point of information? Then we'll get to Janet Kay. Do you have a point?
Don't we have to rescind the motion where we voted not to have dates? I mean, we voted for that. So how can we're ignoring that?
Ryan,
we have to rescind that.
I have responsive information.
I'm sorry?
Brian has responsive information.
And
that's
Janet Kay does, too. And that's why I got on the
board. Let's hear Brian, then we'll hear Janet Kay. Brian, what's your response to this?
Minute and a half.
The board never voted not to have dates. It passed a motion that did not include dates.
Because we agreed not to have
Kim,
dates.
Kim, you out of order. Mm-hmm. Kim, and then we have Janet Kay who's going to respond to the question. Yes, Janet.
Well, actually, I wanted to respond to the date of Serene is proposing.
One minute.
I spoke to the post office, the main, you know, the national post office, and I said this to the election committee that they said that the July 5th will not be a holiday.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
July 5th
are we out of time?
Is a Sunday.
What is it, the day?
July 5th is a Sunday.
I'd like to be recognized to speak.
Yeah, George. We got George.
Okay. I move we refer this motion to the Elections Committee, and I'd like to motivate that.
Repeat. I didn't hear you. What was that?
I move that we refer this motion to the Elections Committee, and I would like to motivate that.
15 seconds. There's a second to that.
Second.
Been moved in second. Yes, George.
Okay, so I appreciate the intent of this motion, which is to get an election going. I think there are details that need to be worked out, that should be worked out in committee, and in fact the Elections Committee has been on it, and so has the Governance Committee. I don't think they need to be worked out here. In particular, the question of which election is this, which this motion leaves vague, really needs to be addressed. And I think the Elections Committee, which is meeting this Monday, is the appropriate place to do that. So I'm referring this. The motion has been made and seconded to refer this to the Elections Committee.
Any further discussion on that?
Chair, yeah, we're out of time.
We're out of time. We have
motion to move.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of order. Don't we have? Aren't we beyond the number of amendments? Don't we have three now?
No,
hello?
George would move the whole...
That's right. It moves the entire thing.
The whole ball of wax goes to
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We're out of time, so we're going to go to George's motion. You want to repeat that again? You're referring it to the committee? Whoever I understand what they're voting.
Refer this motion to the Elections Committee for consideration.
Okay, Madam Secretary, do you want to call the roll?
Are we going to discuss information?
No.
We're out of time.
We can't discuss it.
We're out of time. We're out of the 5 minutes, so we have to go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call
point
the roll?
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
I have one motion and three amendments, and now we are talking about the fourth one. I mean, send it to the committee. Is that possible? It's a question.
No.
I don't know. I'm just questioning.
Yes, it's possible.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes. I think that is possible under Robert Rules of Order.
Point of inquiry, parliamentary inquiry.
Yes. Serene, what's your point of parliamentary inquiry?
Okay, so, Brian, here's my question. We have Lydia's motion, Coburn's amendment, my amendment. A referral to a committee is not an amendment, is it?
No.
No.
So I think we're in order, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay. Madam Secretary, do you want to call the roll? Brian, was that you? You have something to add? Okay. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll? I'm referring it to the election.
Is there objection? Was there an objection?
Is there any objection to referring this to the election?
Yes.
There is objection. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewers.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Pass with a P.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castanez.
No.
Hank Lamb.
Yes, refer.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Duzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Jana Coleman, are you there? Serene passes. Manager, are you here? Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiegert, you passed?
I'll abstain.
Rodrigo?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Serene votes no. Okay, I think I've got everyone. One moment. Nine. Adriana, you agree with that count?
Yes. Yes. 991. Chair.
What was it? 991?
That's correct.
Chair would vote no.
And so 9101, it will not be referred.
Okay,
no, it's the opposite. He voted no.
Yeah,
He voted no to 910.
The motion failed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was a tie 991 and that he voted by voting no. It was 1091.
No. The motion failed. So now we have to vote on all those pieces.
Now we have Serene's amendment for the date. Could you repeat your amendment, Serene?
My amendment is that the ballot return date be listed in this motion as July 6th.
Point of information, George?
Yes, George, what's your point of information?
The email I have from Lydia has ballot return deadline Friday, July 6th. Was that changed in a subsequent one? This was something I got, I'm not sure when.
when she spoke, she had timelines all through it.
There, and it's already July 6th. Is there some other thing we're looking at?
Point of order, this is Lawrence.
It's being amended.
Lawrence, what's your point of order?
The only thing that's on the table right now is voting, sir. Is that correct?
Yes.
We haven't started voting. We had a point of information from George.
No,
COVID vote because time has expired.
I guess that's correct. That's correct. I guess our time did expire and we have to go straight to the vote. You're correct.
Point of order. A point of information is an order, even if you're about to vote. It's intended to allow you to clarify what you're voting on. I'm asking to clarify what I'm voting on. The thing I have says already July 6th. So I'm not sure what it is.
May I answer the
Lydia,
question?
You want to respond to that?
It's Serene's amendment.
You want to respond to that?
What's written in the motion is Friday, July 6th. July 6th is Monday. So I want to clarify
Thank you.
So there's no confusion later.
And that's correct.
Okay. So now, Madam Secretary, can we go to the vote on that amendment? Could you call the roll?
And what was the substitute? Okay. What was the substitute date? July what?
Correcting that we mean Monday. Now I'm doing it. We mean Monday, July 6th, not Friday, July 3rd, which was talked about earlier.
You're just changing Friday to Monday. Okay.
That's right.
Making the correction, yeah.
Not Friday, July 3rd, is that it?
No.
Right. We mean the business day after the holiday, after the, the July 4th, Independence Day.
Okay. Do we have an understanding?
Is there an objection?
Is there any objection to that amendment? No objection?
Can we hear the amendment without all the editorial?
Well, the only amendment we have is the date. Could you repeat that again, Serene, what your amendment is?
July 6th is a Monday, not a Friday.
Okay, any objection?
So there's no confusion later on.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, the amendment is adopted. We'll now go to
Janet Coburn.
I think Janet Kay. Maybe you want to repeat your amendment, Janet Kay?
One second. Yes. Add, pending adjustments the NES deems necessary to move that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule. So the whole thing would read, move that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule, pending adjustments the NES deems necessary.
Wow.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, the amendment is adopted. And now we'll go to Serene's motion with the amendments. Does anybody want to read that? Either Serene, Lydia?
Lydia's motion as amended.
I'm sorry?
It's Lydia's motion as amended by Robertson Coburn.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody understands what it is. I don't know if everybody is. Everybody understands what the motion is, what we're voting on.
Can we hear it with the amendments then? Just one.
Okay, can we hear it with the amendments? Either Lydia, Serene, you want to
Serene?
Lydia, you stationed it? Okay, whereas the Pacifica Foundation Radio was unable to hold its delegate elections in 2013 and 14 due to exigent circumstances, and whereas the effort to garner the requisite two-thirds PNB email vote by November 30th to adopt a 2015 schedule for elections fell short by one vote, and whereas, given that most stations' delegates have either exhausted or nearly exhausted their alternate list of delegates from their most recent election, and whereas the National Election Supervisor was hired on December 1st, 2014, moved that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule pending, and I have to switch pages to see that. If you have it in front of you, just add it, Janet.
Oh, I have it. Crap.
Well, read it, Margie. Go ahead.
No, it went away from me. I thought I had it.
Okay.
It took off.
Pending adjustments the NES deemed necessary.
Got it.
Okay. Everyone understands the motion. We'll now go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there objection?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay,
I object for the exact reasons
Janet
that Lydia objected to mine.
Janet,
it requires all the same work.
Janet Lane Ewart.
I abstain.
And Edward Tigert.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Can't hear you, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Marky
yes.
Wilkinson. Got you, Jose Luis. Marky Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
Hank Lam. Hank. George Ryder.
Sorry, I vote no.
Okay, got it. George?
Yes.
Richard Duzel.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden. Celine votes yes. Manager? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Lou Zetking?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
I'm abstaining.
Rodrigo, you passed?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden, didn't hear you? One moment, please, Chair. I have 11-1-6. Adriana?
Okay. Chair is not voting. Motion passes.
Point of order, Mr.
Okay.
Chair. We are at the time when we need to switch to the closed session, but I feel like we have a serious problem. I have invited, first of all, let me say that I've invited Mr. Brad Grant to come on to the call at 7:30, so if whatever happens here, I will call in and tell him if we're not coming on at 7:30. But I am concerned about the issue of the affiliate director's election. I have invited the candidates, the three candidates, are all available next Thursday. I've reserved that time for a PMB meeting where we can have interviews of them in open session. And so I would like to extend this agenda long enough to take care of that item in order, you know, before we go to the executive session where I think we're going to talk about the lease for WPSW.
I move to extend.
Thank you.
I second.
I said the time.
10 minutes.
I'm saying 15. We have to do the item about the next minutes, and we need that from you if you have any.
Okay. So
it kind of has to come first.
Someone needs to call the executive, the closed session number, and explain to him that I shouldn't have told him when to come on because we always do this. But anyway, would somebody?
Okay, you want me to call this? I can do that.
Yeah, you just need to call into the
executive session meeting.
Executive session and speak to Mr. Brad,
Grant.
I say his name was?
Grant.
Brad Grant.
Okay.
Thank
point
you.
Point of information, Marking?
Yes.
Were you saying that we're extending to set the 11th as our schedule?
Well,
What were you extending for?
I think I'm asking to extend it to take up the issue of the affiliate director's election.
But next on the agenda is the next meetings, which includes.
Okay. We are just extending the entire
meeting.
Agenda for
yeah.
another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Any objections?
Mr. Chair, I object. Our time has run out now, and we have passed no motion to extend.
Madam Secretary,
can you call a roll on extending the agenda for 15 minutes?
10 minutes.
It was 10 minutes.
15.
No, I made a 15 minutes. I made a motion to. Margie said 10. I made a motion to extend 15.
So we're voting on extending the time 15 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewer?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Peter?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Janet?
Got
it. Janet, thank you. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Bresson?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castellanos?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Lord Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Gisele?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Donna Coleman, Ada? Doreen Brooks, yes. Manager, are you here? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Sidney Tedia?
Aye and aye.
Is that King?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
One moment.
Chair, at some point I need a point of information.
Okay, we'll get, as soon as we get the vote count on this.
It's 17-1-1.
17-1-1. Time extended 15 minutes. Lawrence, what's your point of information?
Okay, so I called into the executive session number, and there's nobody there. Do you want me to hold on to see if he comes on to the call? And if that's the case, then somebody needs to take, become the timekeeper.
Well, is there someone, does someone have his,
I have his number, I could call him.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
So I'm going
to
hang up.
But Tony is chairing the meeting here.
But I have time to call him while we're going to the next item on the agenda, which I think is Lydia's motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Lydia, you want to go into your second motion?
Yes. The next motion is about next meetings, and I'm hoping that Margie has a list of the next meetings. If she doesn't, then I'll make a motion to provide a list of what she plans to schedule for the next month or so.
I did have a list.
Okay, but December 11th you just mentioned, is
yes,
that
I've,
for sure?
I've
okay.
reserved December, so I'll tell you what.
7th and 18th.
And the 18th. I reserved December 11th so that we can have the interviews with the affiliate director candidates. We have three applications. I think they've been distributed to the board. Everybody's seen them. If anybody hasn't seen them, we can do it again. And then we need to schedule. We need to figure out a voting time. I have a proposal, which is that we do an email secret ballot, which would start on the 12th and close on the 17th, with the count taking place on Saturday the 18th. I've been in touch with John Gary and Terry Goodman, who did this for us for some chair positions. They are willing, well, I think they're willing to do it. I haven't totally confirmed from Terry yet. And then moving forward, I've blocked the 18th for a PMB meeting so that we can have a continuation meeting to take up the items that are on this agenda and not completed. We're in sort of a bind around the question of the minutes, because the auditors really do want the minutes, and so I'm hoping that we can fit that into this schedule either tonight, which I don't think maybe won't work, but certainly on the 11th. So that's my plan.
Well, Margie, how about January? I mean, I'm interested because the next and ongoing, I mean, we have the ED interviews to schedule and so forth. What does January look like? If you have it by email, if you could just forward it to us, or
yeah, I'm not finding it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I had written something out which I planned to present tonight. In fact, I intended to send it all to you before tonight, but I didn't.
Okay, so then I'd like to make a motion that on January 10th, which I believe is a Saturday, that we interview the executive directors, candidates, and that we interview them in the morning and, morning Pacific time. It would probably be afternoon Eastern, but anyway. And that then in the afternoon we have the discussion and then we do the balloting thereafter, if that's okay. That allows us to have this board vote on the executive director, and that we should just all tentatively remember that in past years it's always up to the last minute that we keep having more PMB meetings, so let's leave Thursdays available. And then I recommend that the weekend of President's Day, and I guess this is up to the coordinating committee, but this is just a recommendation, that the President's Day weekend we leave available to have the in-person meeting for the seating. Oh, well, that the delegates would be seated on, I mean, the new PMB members seated on January 28th, Thursday. And then whatever the dates are for President's Day that weekend, so people who work don't have to take too much time off. And it will be here in L.A., and we here in L.A. need to plan for it, so I would really like us to make a determination on those dates.
Is there a second to that?
Benito.
Point of information?
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
We're gonna recommend and hire a new executive director without meeting them, correct?
In person, I don't see how we can before that. Unless you want to leave the decision of that, I don't mind pulling that, but it doesn't give us... I was hoping, since it takes at least 2 months to, it takes time, especially here in L.A., to find space to have the in-person meeting and so forth. So.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Point of information.
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
I heard motion, I heard argument, I see nothing in writing, and I heard what sounded like a motion from Margie that we never disposed of regarding the affiliate selection. So what's on the table?
It was the next item on the agenda was the schedule, but I have no objection to moving on to the affiliate selection while I try to type up what I think Margie and I both just articulated. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the affiliate selection.
Point of information.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of information?
Well, that's Richard. But you're talking about hiring somebody in the middle of, January, and then you're going to have an in-person meeting shortly thereafter. Why couldn't you interview people at the in-person meeting and see them face-to-face?
But, Richard, we're going to get to that item on the agenda. We decided to move on and come back to that when Lydia...
Well, I was asking that question of Lydia.
Only because the Personnel Committee had made a motion that this body, I believe, accepted during the report of the last... at the last meeting that we complete this while this board was seated. So unless they want to change that, but that was the recommendation from the Personnel Committee.
Point of information for the person making the motion.
Yes, point of information, Hank.
How are we going to afford an in-person meeting?
Okay, this is Margie. I think what we need to do right now is talk about electing affiliate directors. Let's do that. And let's figure out what to do with the other questions, okay?
Okay.
Brian, you're breaking up.
Yeah. You can't
break up. I got the
okay. You want to discuss the affiliate direct elections,
yeah.
Margie?
Yeah, but
Brian.
Brian wants.
I'm sorry, Brian, with recommendation. Yes, Brian.
I put what Margie said before into the form of a motion, and I'll make it so we can clarify what we're voting on.
Good.
The motion is as follows. The PNV shall meet on Thursday, December 11th, to interview candidates for affiliate director. By Friday, December 12th, the PNB secretary shall distribute ballots by email to all members of the PNB, which ballots must be returned to an email address administered by John Gary and Terry Goodman by Thursday, December 17th. Gary and Goodman shall conduct a count that maintains the secrecy of the ballot on Friday, December 18th, and report the results to the PNB.
This is Cam.
Janet Kay. Second to that motion.
Wait a minute. Margie wants to say something.
I second it.
Well, this is Kim.
You're going on the stack,
Janet,
or what are you
Kay.
Doing, Kim?
I want to be on the stack.
Okay, we got Kim and then Janet Kay for the stack.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. I second your motion.
Margie second.
First of all, I don't think that that's enough time to vote, number one. Number two, Terry Goodman no longer lives in Los Angeles, so I don't think we can ask him to do this without asking him to do this.
Point of information, Chair?
This is Lawrence. Lawrence, what's your point of information?
I could call Terry Goodman right now and ask him if he'd be available.
Well, Margie, have you done that by any chance?
I've sent him an email and not had a response yet.
But he doesn't live in Los Angeles anymore, so it's not
Let's keep the discussion. I mean, Lawrence, if you want to call him, you can call him, but we have to move on to the discussion.
We can't make a motion about this.
May I respond?
Yes. Well, I'm not finished. We cannot put this in a motion when it's not, motionable. I mean, we can't say what somebody else is going to do. And
sure,
at any rate,
Can we let Kim finish her statement, then we'll take three?
No, I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
She asked for a point of information. Why is she
No, I did not.
No, she was on the
Excuse
stack,
Excuse me. No, she asked whether or not anyone had contacted Terry Goodman.
No, I was on the stack.
Okay. But please, don't argue about this.
Okay, Kim, could you wrap up your statement? You're on the stack. Could you wrap up your statement?
I said I don't think this is enough time for people to vote. And Terry Goodman has not been heard from, so we can't know that he's willing and able to do this.
I have an amendment to Brian's motion.
I have a response.
But we got to, you all got to,
Janet
Kay,
I'm on the stack.
Margie would have to put you on the stack.
Thank
you. The next person we have is Janet Kay.
And Serene, yes.
And then Serene.
Okay.
Margie, it was Janet Kay.
One, it was my understanding that what Margie had proposed was not just the affiliate director interviews, but also the minutes. And if I have to make an amended motion, I will do that. When it comes to the counting, tabulating the ballots, that the dates that are in this motion, and who could do it, I would say let's go ahead and pass that, and if there's an issue with it that we find out after this meeting, we can always fix that, but at least this sets something. There are other items on this agenda, budget items like that, and that needs to be addressed also. So, again, it was my understanding that the meeting on December 11th would first address the interviews of the affiliate directors, the minutes, the outstanding minutes, and then the rest of the agenda, and then also there was a proposal for a continuation meeting after that. So does this motion need to be amended? Does Brian's motion need to be amended to add minutes?
This is Lawrence.
I second.
I understand, Janet Kay, you're on the stack. Are you making an amendment or not?
Yeah, I'm making an amendment to add to Brian's motion the minutes and the rest of the agenda.
Could you write that up and could you succinctly tell us, because I'm confused, what exactly the amendment is?
I say.
Chair, I got a point of information.
I'll get to you, Lawrence, but we first got to get so, Janet K., you're making an amendment.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then we got a second. Do we have a second on that amendment? I think Adriana seconded.
Adriana.
Point of order.
Okay. Doreen, what's your point of order?
We're supposed to be covering the rest of the agenda, and minutes are already on the agenda. What is the point of the motion? Or the amendment that this person is making?
Well, we're going to debate that.
Can I respond?
We get to the discussion.
Now I deeply regret that I've done this. May I speak, please, out of order? Brad Grant is...
I have some information that might be hallucinating.
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence, what's your point of information?
Do you want me to tell you that Terry Goodman has agreed to be the teller?
Thank you.
Okay, yes.
Brad Grant is waiting for us, and he doesn't want to stay up terribly late because he has to teach tomorrow morning. I'm sorry this has gotten so convoluted, but I don't know what to do except to suggest.
Can I make a point of order?
Just quick, I just spoke with Brad. He said he's going to call in at about 11 or 11:10.
Oh, great.
You
okay.
Speak with him since then?
No.
I just spoke
thank
with
you.
Him. He said he's going to check in about 11:10, 11:15.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's 2 minutes left.
Okay. So who was that? Serene? Did you? Okay. We had.
Janet made an amendment. I would like.
And we're not going to take a stack for amendment. So anyone want to speak to our amendment?
Well, I have a point of order about her amendment. I don't think it's a necessary amendment. I mean, Margie's wording was that she wanted to continue with the agenda, and this is already on the agenda. So what is the point of trying to reorder it now?
May I respond?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Well, the motion that Brian put out there does not say anything about anything else for the 11th other than affiliate director interview.
Exactly. That's why I'm
amending it.
And that's why
Okay, now we'll go to the... We have an amendment on the floor, and we'll go...
Anybody? Point of order.
Doreen, what is your point of order?
Lydia's motion preceded Brian's, if I'm getting my... keeping them in order, in the order in which they were said, and she sent the list, which says, continue with the December 4th agenda after interviews.
No, may I... I gave up my place on the agenda to do... for them to proceed with their affiliate issue, then we're going back to my meeting item that was on the agenda until I sent it up. So finish
and then we'll go back to mine. We're going to have to move the orders of the day. We have an amendment on the floor. Does anyone wish to speak to Janet Kay's amendment? Is there any objections,
Brian? I think it's fine. I just want to point out, our bylaws require us to set a voting process for affiliate directors to vote on that as a body. They don't require us as a body to vote on the agenda for our upcoming meetings. So let's not tie ourselves up in knots with things that we don't absolutely have to get done. But I think it's fine. It's not. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad about it.
Is anyone who wants to? Is there any objection? Janet Kay's amendment.
We absolutely have to deal with the minutes too, and we have to absolutely deal with the budget. So and other things, but.
Well, is there anyone else who wants to speak to Janet Kay?
We're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time, so we're going to have to go on the vote on the amendment and then the motion. Okay, Janet Kay, does everyone understand Janet Kay's amendment?
Can you read it?
Janet Kay, could you briefly succinctly describe your amendment?
Yes, that the December 11th meeting be for affiliate director interviews, minutes, and the rest of the agenda.
Okay, is there any objection to that amendment? There's no objection?
Yes, I'll object
I'm gonna object.
We got other meetings, we can do all that other
stuff. Rich, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the amendment?
Janice Laney, right? I can't hear you. Brian Edwards Steger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Did you hear my yes?
Jose Luis, yes, I did.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Lauren Reyes?
Lawrence Wilson, yes.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Serena abstains. Mary J. is not here. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Lynette King?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Abstain.
One moment. Janice, I didn't hear you. Are you there?
Yes.
Your vote is yes?
Yes, my vote is yes.
Oh. Okay, thanks. I have 14-2-3. Adriana?
Yes.
Okay, Chair is not voting. The amendment passed. Now we'll go to the original motion with the amendment. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll?
And is that Brian's motion now we're talking about?
Yes. As amended.
Right. Janice, is there any objection?
Is there any objections to the motion as amended? No objection, so adopted. Lawrence, when you said we're out of time, we're out of time for the extension of 15 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that concludes our agenda for today.
Well, wasn't Lydia's motion?
We have to finish my item. Hello?
She has a motion on the...
No, it's on the floor. I made the motion at the beginning.
And I seconded it.
Okay, yes. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The motion was pending. Could you repeat the motion?
Yes. The motion is to notice the proposed schedule of meetings. This is what I believe, what I sent out right by email. December 11th, affiliate interview. This is what I think Margie said. Tell me if I'm wrong. December 18th, the budgets and the remainder of the agenda, and then Saturday, January 10th, interview of ED candidates, then leave some of the others open in case we need those. On January 28th, the new board is seated, and February 13th to the 16th, the in-person meeting in LA.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I'm Mr. Chair.
Yes, Richard, what's your point of order?
I don't think we can keep doing this without extending. I'm moving that we extend for 5 minutes.
Well, this was a motion already pending. We just have to vote on the motion.
I second Richard's motion.
Point of order.
Serene, what's your point of order?
We are out of time. We vote on things, but we do not need to extend further in order to vote. We just vote as long as it takes.
That's the motion.
Well, but that doesn't take away from my motion. My motion is what it is. And,
if
it doesn't get voted up, it doesn't. Well, you're mischaracterizing my motion.
Okay, we're going
to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, it was a motion to extend for 5 minutes, and it's been seconded. Is there any
order?
Yes, what's your point of order?
It's completely unnecessary. We are out of time. We merely called a vote on all issues remaining on the floor. In
a motion to extend is not debatable.
Exactly.
That's why we're going to go to the vote. Okay. Madam Secretary, is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
It'll take 5 minutes to vote.
Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes? Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Point of information.
Without objection, then the motion passes.
No, point of information.
We're in the middle of a vote, Benito. Is there any
objection? In order to vote, I need clarification.
Yes, there's an objection.
What's your clarification, Benito?
There's an objection, Tony.
I'm sorry?
I object.
What do you object
to? What? I object to extending time. Let's take the vote.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on extending the time for 5 minutes?
But can I get clarification, please?
Yeah. What's your clarification, Benito?
All right, so if we were to vote yes on Richard's motion for 5 minutes, does that reopen the ability of people to make argument? Or is it just for more votes?
It's the only motion that we have on the floor that is leading.
We're only discussing on the motion that's pending on the floor.
Exactly.
We'll be arguing again. We're going to be arguing. There, come on.
Madam
Benito,
Secretary,
we'll be arguing.
Can you call a roll on extending the time for 5 minutes?
Janice Lane, you are.
It requires two-thirds, right?
Yes, because this is time certain.
Janice Lane, you are. Brian Edward Speaker.
No.
Jose Luis Fuente.
No.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Hi, I'm sorry.
We're voting on extending for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazar.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Hank, can't hear you.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Giselle.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Doreen Voach, no. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Lizette King. Lizette, can't hear you. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lanyard, I didn't hear you. One moment, please. I have 10-7. It failed.
I didn't hear that. Repeat.
10, yes. 7, no.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. Yes. I'd like to be on the stack.
We're in the middle of a vote. We got to get the final on the vote.
The vote is 10-7. The extension failed. There is no stack. We're voting on the motion on the floor.
Okay. Oh, it's a two-thirds.
The motion to extend fails. We'll now go to the motion. Lydia, could you repeat your motion? We'll go on to the vote for the motion now.
You want me to read it again?
No, just let's vote.
Does everyone understand the motion?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Please,
everybody has read
it. I
email
and I already read it.
You've all got it on email.
It's
email at 10:41. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the motion?
Janice Lane Hewitt. Brian Edward Seegers. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Thanks. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I didn't hear your vote.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Coburn, can't hear you. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes. Coburn votes yes.
Okay, Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Green votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Brian. Sorry, Janice Lane-Ewitt, I didn't hear your vote. Brian Edward Steger.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Yes, one moment, please. Yeah, I have 10-6-1. What do you have?
Exactly the same count.
Thank you.
Okay, motion passes.
The chair is not
voting. I'm sorry, motion passes. The chair is not voting. And we're out of time. Thank you all for your service. And we'll now go into executive session.
Who's that?